使徒行传第二章
Acts chapter 2
第一节我们一直读到第四节我读给大家听
Verse 1 we'll read from verses 1 through 4
五旬节到了门徒都聚集在一处忽然从天上有响声下来好像一阵大风吹过充满了他们所坐的屋子
And when the day of Pentecost had come they all together in one placeAnd suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And there appeared to them tongues as a fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
然后第十四节
And verse 14.
彼得和十一个使徒站起高声说
But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them.
三十二节
Verse 32.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了我们都为这事做见证
This Jesus God raised up again to whichWe are all witnesses.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说。主对我主说你坐在我的右边等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳
For it was not David who ascended into heaven but he himself says the Lord said to my Lord sit at my right hand
故此以色列全家当确实地知道你们钉在十字架上的这一位耶稣神已经立他为主为基督了
Until I make thine enemies a footstool for thy feet Therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain That God has made him both Lord and Christ This Jesus whom you crucified
我们再有点简单的祷告
Let us have a further word of prayer
亲爱的主我们感谢你因着你的恩典我们的聚在你的脚前
Dear Lord we thank you that by your grace once again we can come before your feet
为着这一次的特会你有你自己的旨意
For this conference we know you have your purpose
我们的祷告就是但愿你自己的心意你的旨意能够成就
And our prayer is that the purpose in your heart will be accomplished here
当我们坐在你脚前的时候
As we sit before your feet
我们求圣灵在我们的深处对我们每一个人说话
We pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to the very depths of our heart
开启我们的眼睛
Open our eyes
我们真是求你把智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
We do ask that you would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
若没有你的启示，我们就不认识神。
If we do not have your revelation, we do not know God.
若不是你的启示，我们就不认识基督。
If we do not have your revelation, we do not know Christ.
若不是你的启示，我们也不是认识圣灵。
If we do not have your revelation, we do not know the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们仰望你今天早晨。
Lord, we commit to you this morning.
你把特有的特别的膏油赏给你的儿女。
Lord, do anoint your children.
你不只膏说话的人。
Not only anoint the speaker.
我们也求你膏我们的耳朵许多听话的人。
But anoint the ears of the hearers.
但愿我们不只听见天上有声音说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
May we not only just hear that this is my beloved, the word from the heavens, this is my beloved son.
但愿我们也听见说圣灵对众教会所说的话都应当听。
But may we hear the word that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to the church.
我们求你把我们的耳朵赏给我们。
Lord, give us our ears.
叫我们凡有耳朵都能听见你的话。
That all of us who have ears may hear your word.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们都知道这一次大会的主题是认识圣灵。
We know that the theme of this conference is knowing the Holy Spirit.
今天早晨明天早晨和后天的晚上这一系列我们特别说到圣灵的执事或者说圣灵的工作
And this morning, tomorrow morning, and Saturday evening in this series we're going to talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit
讲到圣灵的工作
We're going to speak of the work of the Holy Spirit
我们一定从使徒行传第二章说起
And we have to begin that with Acts 2
当然我们知道圣灵在创世纪第一章就有了
Of course we know that the Holy Spirit existed back in Genesis
神创造的时候圣灵在那里
When God created created, the Spirit was there.
在神创造的工作里面，圣灵是参与其中的。
In His creation, the Holy Spirit was a partaker of it.
在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament,
我们看见神怎样的灵怎样降在人的身上。
We saw how the Spirit of God came upon man.
许多时候，圣灵降在人的身上，人就说预言了。
And when the Holy Spirit came upon man, they prophesied.
圣灵降在基甸的身上，他就能打，他就能够打胜仗。
And when the Spirit came upon Gideon, he was able to go to victory.
圣灵降在参孙的身上。
When the Spirit came upon Samson,
我们看见他是个大能的勇士。
We saw that he was a very powerful hero.
圣灵也降在大卫的身上。
And the Spirit, when he came upon David,
所以大卫就能够服侍那一世代的人。
And David was able to serve the people of his generation.
所以我们看见旧约这时候圣灵已经在那里开始工作。
And we already see that God was at work in the Old Testament.
但是我们的眼睛特别注意五旬节。
But now we turn our eyes to Pentecost.
五旬节的那一天是很特别的一天。
The day of Pentecost is a very special day.
五旬节表面上来看是犹太人的一个节期。
On the surface, Pentecost was a holiday for the Jews.
一点都不错。
No doubt.
我们在这旧约的时候以色列人他们每年三次要到耶路撒冷去过节。
In the Old Testament, three times a year, the Jewish people would go to Jerusalem for the festivals.
而五旬节就是其中的一个。
And the day of the Pentecost was one of those days.
但是圣经告诉我们说
what the Bible tells us.
当主耶稣钉十字架的那一年
the year that the Lord was crucified.
那一年的逾越节和平常的逾越节不一样。
At that time, Passover was very different.
那一年的五旬节和平常的五旬节都不一样。
And that Pentecost of that year was very different too.
逾越节也好，五旬节也好。
Whether it be Passover or whether it be Pentecost.
在旧约里面不过是影子。
In the Old Testament, it is but a shadow.
那个实体还没有来到。
The reality has not arrived.
但在主耶稣钉十字架的那一年。
But the year that our Lord was crucified.
你看见说，就在那一年的逾越节。
It was at that time during the Passover.
主耶稣为我们钉在十字架。
The Lord Jesus died for us on the cross.
就在那一年的五旬节。
And it was during that time at Pentecost.
本来不过是影子。
Before it was a shadow.
现在实体来到了。
Now the reality has arrived.
结果圣经给我们看见。
The Bible shows
有一个重大的事情发生。
There was a very big thing that happened.
这件事情可以说是惊天动地的。
It is a thing that made shook the earth.
因为这和神整个救赎的计划发生很重要的关系。
Because it is related to the working the redemption work of our Lord.
在人类的历史里面
，In the history of man，
有一个日子是不能忘记。
There is one day that cannot be forgotten.
那个日子就是主耶稣钉十字架那一年的五旬节。
And that is the day of Pentecost of the year that the Lord was crucified.
那一年那一天所发生的事
，What happened that day？
不止让我们知道发生了什么事。
Not only it shows us what happened,
我们也能够对于神救赎的计划有了更深的认识。
But it also enables us to understand further the redemptive work of our Lord.
我们都知道那天发生了大事。
We know that there a very important thing happened that
day. 所以当我们读到《使徒行传》第二章第一节的时候
，So when we read chapter 2 verse 1 of Acts,
圣经说五旬
，Bible says when the day of Pentecost had come.
那么这一句话在原文有一个意思，好像在前面有一个等候。
In the original, it gives the sensing of waiting before that.
大家有个 expectation， 大家都在盼望有这么一天来到。
People are hoping or having an expectation for that day.
这一天终于来到。
And that day has finally arrived.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
自从降律法以后
，After the law，
差不多一千五百年之久。
1500 years later，
你知道在人的深处。
In the depths of mankind,
特别在以色列人当中
especially in the people of Israel,
他们看见一个影子又一个影子又一个影子
they kept seeing shadow after shadow after shadow.
今年过了逾越节
today we've gone past the Passover.
然后从逾越节到了初熟节
and then from Passover to the first fruits.
从初熟节开始算五十天，结果你就到了五旬节
and from the first fruits, 50 days later, you get to Pentecost.
一年过去了
after a year,
第二年又来了
the second year arrived.
那个逾越节是影子
that Passover is but a shadow.
那个五旬节也是影子
the Pentecost is also shadow.
我们知道经过了一千五百年
After 1500 years
终于到了一个五旬节
finally, one Pentecost arrived.
这是真正的五旬节。
And that is the true Pentecost.
这不是说从前的五旬节是假的，不是。
It is not to say that the day of Pentecost before was fake.
旧约的五旬节不过是一个影子。
But the Pentecost in the Old Testament was but a shadow.
有一天真实的要来到。
One day the reality, the truth will come.
所以五旬节终于到了。
So finally the day of Pentecost arrived.
不光是十二个门徒们，一百二十个门徒等候了十天。
Not only did the 120 wait for 10 days.
你看旧约的人等候了一千五百年。
But the people in the Old Testament waited for 1500 years.
五旬节终于到了。
Pentecost finally arrived.
现在来到人类历史非常重要的一刻。
And it's arrived at a very important time in man's history.
来到人类历史上最关键的一刻。
It's one of the times of crisis, a critical time.
结果圣经告诉我们的门徒都聚集在一处。
And the Bible tells us that the apostles were gathered together.
忽然天上有响声下来。
And then suddenly there was a noise from heaven.
好像一阵大风吹过。
Just like a rushing wind.
充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And filled the whole house.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。
And there appeared to them tongues as fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them.
就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
我们都知道。这几节的圣经
that these verses
给我们看见五旬节乃是圣灵裂天而降的日子。
It shows that it is the day of Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit came down from heaven.
那就是圣灵降临的日子。
That is the coming day of the Holy Spirit.
不错，在旧约圣经曾经圣灵曾经降在一些人的身上。
Yes, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit did come upon certain people.
但这一次非常的不同。
But now it's very different.
圣灵终于来到了地上。
The Holy Spirit has finally arrived on earth.
所以圣经告诉我们那一天是个很特别的日子。
So the Bible tells us it's a very special day.
那一天是个惊天动地的日子。
It is an earth-shattering day.
所以圣经说天上有响声下来。
So the Bible says that there came from heaven a noise.
你看有一个声音一直从天上一直的下来的。
There was a violent noise that came from heaven all the way down.
弟兄姊妹，这个声音不是地上的声音。
It is not an earthly noise.
这个响声是从天上开始。
This noise came from the heavens.
结果你看你宇宙中整个的宇宙都被震动了。
So all of the universe was shooken.
结果在耶路撒冷就听见了那个响声。
So Jerusalem, they heard that noise.
那不只是个大的响声。
Not only a great noise.
而且好像是大风吹过一样。
But it was like a rushing wind.
然后呢就充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And it filled the whole house where they were
sitting. 又有舌头如火焰显现出来。
And there were tongues as fires distributing among them.
分开就落在他们个人。
And they rested on the head of each one of them.
然后圣经说他们就都被圣灵充满。
And the Bible says that they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
就按着圣灵所赐的口才就说起别国的话。
And according to the utterance given by the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues.
所以五旬节果然是个特别的日子。
So the day of Pentecost is indeed a special day.
当你看见这里的形容的时候
When you see the description here,
我们的眼睛很容易注意到响声。
Our eyes can very easily turn toward the
我们很容易注意到大风。
We'll pay attention to the rushing wind.
我们很容易注意到火焰。
We'll pay attention to the fire.
我们更容易注意到说起别国的方言。
And especially we are pay attention to speaking in tongues.
因为这是个欢天喜地，这是个真出惊天动地的日子。
Because this is an earth-shattering day.
这个日子是从天上一直来到地上。
This day came from heaven all the way to earth.
这件事情是摇动整个的宇宙的。
This occurrence shook the whole universe.
当然有火，当然有响声，当然有大风。
Of course there is a fire. Of course there's a violent noise. Of course there's a rushing wind.
当这些人被圣灵充满的时候
，When they were filled with the Holy Spirit，
结果他们就说起别国的语言了。
And they began to speak with other tongues.
所以他们就说起方言来了。
And they spoke other tongues.
平常没有人能说方言。
Before people did not speak in tongues.
这个是特别，因着被圣灵充满了，结果就说起别国的方言了。
But because they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues.
这就是五旬节的那一天。
And that was what happened on the day of Pentecost.
因着这个缘故
For this reason,
当我们要明白圣灵的工作的时候
If we are to understand the work of the Holy Spirit,
我们要明白圣灵的职事的时候
If we are to understand his ministry,
我们很自然的就从这里读起
So very naturally, we begin here.
当 当我们从这里读起的时候
When we begin here,
我们很容易被圣灵降临的现象吸引住了
Many times we are captivated by the phenomena of the filling of the Holy Spirit
这都是我们所看见我们所听见
This is what we see, this is what we hear
他们听见了
They heard it
有大的响声从天上下来
A violent noise from heaven
他们也看见了大风吹过
And they saw the rushing wind
而且也看见火焰分头落在每一个人的身上
And they saw the fire upon the people's heads
那他们说起各种不同的语言
And they spoke in different tongues
那不光如此
But not only that
这一百二十个人和从前不一样
These 120 were different
彼得本来像老鼠一样在十余人面前三次否认我们的主
Peter like a little mouse before man forsook the Lord three times
当我们主钉十字架的时候
When our Lord was crucified
门徒们都四散了
All the disciples were scattered
等着他们再聚在一起的时候
When they gathered together again
他们把门关得紧紧
They had locked the door very tightly
让我们记得
Let us remember
自从他们知道我们的主钉了十字架
Ever since they knew that our Lord was nailed to the cross
他们觉得希望好像都没有
They had lost all hope
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
在复活的早晨
On the day of resurrection
那一天的晚上
And that evening
我们的主显现给门徒看
Our Lord appeared to the disciples
虽然这样
Even so
你看见彼得还是带着七个门徒到提比亚海边去打鱼去
Peter still took the seven disciples to the Sea of Tiberias
不知道为什么你看见彼得里面一直起不来
You see that Peter could not get up
但是等到那一次圣灵降在他们身上的时候
But when the Holy Spirit came upon them
我们看见彼得不一样了
We saw that Peter was changed
你看彼得变成勇敢的彼得
Peter became a bold man
彼得和十一个使徒就站起来高声地说
And Peter with the apostles spoke up
这就是我们所看见的
This is what we see.
这是我们所听见的。
This is what we heard.
那请我们记得。
But let us remember.
我们常常根据我们所听见的，我们所看见的。
Many times we do according to what we see and hear.
我们就开始解释整个的现象。
And then we start to explain the phenomena.
当我们看见这些现象是非常戏剧化的。
When we see these dramatic phenomena.
当我们看见这些事是惊天动地的。
When we see that these things are earth-shattering.
我们很自然就根据这些现象。
And very naturally we look at this phenomena
再配合主耶稣的话说
and then we compare with the Bible
要主耶稣的话说
and what Jesus said
你们不要离开耶路撒冷
he says do not leave Jerusalem
要等候父所应许的就是你们从 听见我说过的
you are to wait for what the Father has said of what he had said before
圣灵要降在你们的身上
the Holy Spirit will come upon
你们就必得着能力
and you shallAnd you shall receive power.
所以你如果把这些话通通放在一起的话
So if you put these words together
那弟兄姊妹咱对圣灵有了认识
Very naturally you will know the Holy Spirit
你很自然看见圣能力圣灵乃是能力的圣灵
You will see that the Holy Spirit is one of power
这个圣灵能够像风一样
This Holy Spirit can be like the wind
是个大的响声
A very violent noise
像火一样
Like the fire
能叫我们这些人能说起别国的语言来
So that we can speak in tongues
我们本来是软弱的
before we were weak
现在我们能刚强
now we can be strong
本来我们不敢为主做见证
before we could not dare not testify for the
Lord 现在我们得着能力
but now we receive the power
要从耶路撒冷
and from Jerusalem
犹太
from Judea
全地 和撒玛利亚一直到地极
from Samaria and then even to the uttermost parts of the world
弟兄姊妹我们有一个结论
we now have a conclusion
圣灵的工作是什么呢
what is the ministry of the Holy Spirit
圣灵是什么呢
what is his work
毫无疑问的
Undoubt
因着圣灵降下的缘故
With no doubt because he descended
我们就得着那个能力
We have gained that power
为什么说方言呢
How can we speak in tongues
我们知道说
We know
自从这个巴别塔自从巴别塔以后
Ever since the Tower of Babel
你知道人类就有许许多的语言
You know that there are many languages in this world
但是我们在五旬节的时候
But on the day of Pentecost
因为他们得着圣因着他们圣灵充满他们
Because the Holy Spirit filled them
他们就说起别国的语言了
They spoke to, other tongues
所以不管你是说哪一个语言的
No matter what language you speak
现在你都能听见福音
Now you can hear the gospel
所以这些方言基本的功能是叫别人听见福音
These different languages or tongues The basic thing is for you to be able to listen to the gospel
这个说方言基本的功能不是展览性的
The work there is not to be something demonstrative.
不是告诉人说我有什么多了不起。
It is not to show off and say how great I am.
我们都是无能的。
We are all powerless.
我们都是不行的。
We are not capable.
我们没有办法为主做见证。
We cannot testify for the Lord.
现在你怎么能把福音传出去？
How do you preach the gospel then?
我们最近到了欧洲一趟。
We just came back from a trip to
Europe. 我们才晓得在欧洲有好多好多的中国人。
We know that in Europe there are many Chinese people.
但是不光是中国人。
But not only Chinese people.
而且主要的是温州人。
And a lot of people from Wenzhou.
你知道在中国最难懂的话就是温州话。
You know that in mainland China, the dialect to understand that you can understand the least
is Wenzhou. 但如果大家有机会到欧洲去的话。
But if you go to Europe.
你发现几乎欧洲每一个大城都有温州人。
In every single big city in Europe, you have people from Wenzhou.
光是在意大利我们所知道最少有28个聚会。
There are 28 gatherings in Italy alone.
在雅典你可以找到他们。
You can find them in Athens.
在这个帖撒罗尼迦你能够找到。
You can find them in Thessalonica.
那么等到这些人分散到那么多的地方的时候。
When they were scattered to so many different places.
你知道是圣灵对他们有话要说。
You know that the Holy Spirit has something to speak to them.
今天如果你有机会你应该对他们传福音。
If you have an opportunity, you need to preach the gospel to them.
但是你怎么把福音送给他们？
But how do you give the gospel to them?
他们一听见温州话，他们的耳朵就站起来了。
When they hear the Wenzhou language, their ears will open up.
他们一听见有温州话的声音，他们就觉得格外的亲热。
So when they hear the Wenzhou language, they feel warmth.
所以如果这个时候你能够有一个恩典，或者你有一个恩赐，你能够讲温州话。
If you have the grace or you have the gift to speak the language of Wenzhou,
你看见你就能为主做见证。
You can testify for the Lord.
就能赢得更多的人来归向。
You can gain many more for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你看见当圣灵降下来的时候
when the Holy Spirit descended,
那个能力的确是个能力的圣灵
that power was a power, that was a, the power of the Holy Spirit the spirit of power
所以你看见说这个能力的圣灵
so when you see the spirit of power
那这穿着我们
it encompasses us
结果叫我们能说起各别国的方言来
so that we can speak the language of other countries
那不光这样
not only that
你怎么有胆量传福音
how can you preach the gospel with boldness
你怎么能够把福音送出去呢
how do you preach the gospel
我们知道传福音的时候有一个秘诀的
we know that there's a secret
一个传福音的人是不能有自觉的
Somebody cannot be self-conscious if he wants to preach the gospel.
一个传福音脸皮越厚越好
The one person who is thick-skinned, the better.
如果你一直想到你自己，你没有办法把福音送出去。
If you always look to yourself, you can never preach out the gospel.
你想想看，对方那些不信的朋友，那个灵乃是反抗的。
You know that you have a rebellious heart against you with those who are unbelievers.
他们不要听主耶稣。
They don't want to hear the gospel.
你看这些人是说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
These are those who said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
你怎么可能叫他们听见主耶稣
？How can you enable them to hear about Jesus?
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个时候。你怎么把福音传给他
So how do you preach the gospel at this time?
请我们记得
Let us remember
就好像今天你到耶路撒冷去
Just like if you were to go to Jerusalem today
你知道以色列今天变成一个犹太教的国家
You know that Israel today is in Judaism
今天在耶路撒冷
In Jerusalem
今天你怎么能站起来把福音传出去
How do you preach the gospel in Jerusalem?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你记得当时那个面对着这个彼得雅各约翰这些人
Those who were facing Peter, James, John
都是当初说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
They were the ones who said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
他们的灵乃是反抗的灵。
Their spirit is a spirit against them.
是拒绝的灵。
It is one of rejection.
是关闭的灵。
One that was closed-minded.
谁能够开启他们
？Who can open their hearts?
谁能够除去他们抵挡的心
？Who can deliver them from the rebellious heart?
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
当你看见这些抵挡的灵的时候
，when you see that spirit that is against you，
你看见我们就是有千万句话，我们一句话都说不出去。
Even though we have thousands of words, we might not speak one.
所以等到圣灵降下来的时候
So when the Holy Spirit descended,
毫无疑问的
Undoubtedly,
你看见彼得被圣灵充满
Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
约翰被圣灵充满
John was filled.
现在你看他们放胆传扬主的福音
Now they with boldness, they could preach the gospel.
他们不管生也不管死
no matter whether life or death.
他们没有想到对方是曾经说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
They didn't care that those they were speaking to originally said, crucify him.
你要叫这些人转向归向耶稣。
If you want these people to turn to the Lord,
这个几乎是最难最难的。
It is virtually impossible.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and
sisters, 今天你知道。
Today you know.
今天就算是今天。
Even though it is today.
你要在犹太的世界里面。
If you are to be in the world of the Jews.
你要把福音传给他们。
If you are to preach the gospel to them.
就对人来说是不可能的一件事。
As to man, it is impossible.
这件事只有圣灵可以做。
Only the Holy Spirit can do it.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
你到纽约去。
When you go to New York.
你看见那些犹太人没有耳朵要听的。
Those Jews don't have an ear to hear.
你今天到耶路撒冷去，那些犹太人没有耳朵要听的。
The ones in Jerusalem also don't have an ear to hear.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
在主耶稣钉十字架的那一年。
The year that the Lord was crucified.
那些犹太人也是没有耳朵要听的。
Those Jews also did not have an ear to hear.
他们钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
They said, crucify him, crucify him.
除掉他，除掉他。
Get rid of him, get rid of him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你面对着这样的人。
When you face these people.
怎么传福音？
How do you preach the gospel?
怎么抬起头来？
How can you lift your head up?
彼得曾经三次否认主。
Peter forsook the Lord three times.
他有什么胆量能够传扬我们的主？
With what courage can he preach the gospel?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
毫无疑问的。
Undoubtedly.
当圣灵降临的时候。
When the Holy Spirit came.
当他们都被圣灵充满的时候。
When they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们不光说起别国的语言。
Not only they speak in tongues.
更重要的。
But most importantly.
现在他们能放胆传扬福音。
They can boldly preach the gospel.
不光如此。
Not only that.
等到彼得传福音的时候。
When Peter preached the gospel.
圣经说众人听见的话就觉得扎心啊。
So they, when the Bible says that the people heard the word and they were pierced to the heart.
所以你看见他们的心都被他们的心都被扎住扎住了。
Their hearts were pierced.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
后来有三千人得救，有五千人得救。
3,000, 5,000 were saved.
你如果把这些现象通通放在一起的话。
If you were to put all this phenomena together.
那我们的答案是什么？
What is the answer?
那就是五旬节，那个五旬节圣灵降临，乃是把能力赐给我们。
The day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, He gave us the spirit of power.
不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
这个能力是见证的能力。
This power is the power of testimony.
这个能力是传福音的能力。
It is the power to preach the gospel.
你千万不要是把神的话听错了。
Don't listen incorrectly to God's
word. 让我们记得。
Let us remember.
这个能力赐给我们。
This power given to us.
是要叫门徒们从耶路撒冷、犹太、撒玛利亚一直到地极的。
And so that the apostles from Judea, Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth.
光是撒玛利亚。
Just Samaria alone.
多少万的灵魂挂在这120个人的身上。
Myriads of peoples, their lives were dependent on these 120.
现在不要讲的小亚细亚。
Don't speak of Asia Minor.
也不要想到欧洲。
Don't speak of Europe.
你福音怎么从耶路撒冷一直能传到全世界？
How do you preach the gospel from Jerusalem to the remotest parts of the earth?
那个能力。
That power.
乃是圣灵的能力。
Is the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵能把福音从耶路撒冷一直传到地极的。
Only the Holy Spirit can preach the gospel from Jerusalem all the way to the remotest parts of the earth.
今天你看到处有基督徒。
All over we see Christians.
你就看见这是圣灵能力的结果。
This is the result of the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果得着能力的话。
If we have the power.
那个能力乃是见证的能力。
That power is the power of testimony.
你不做见证。
If you don't testify.
圣灵不把能力给你。
The Holy Spirit won't give you that power.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Do you see that?
今天圣灵给你能力不是让你来表演的。
Today the Holy Spirit gives you power not so that you can act out.
圣灵给你能力不是让你觉得了不起的。
Not to see that you can show off.
圣灵给你能力。
The Holy Spirit gives you power.
叫从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚一直到地极。
So that you can go from Jerusalem, Samaria, all the way to the remotest parts of the earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and
sisters, 你每次要传福音的时候
every time you preach the gospel,
你就觉得我们是全世界最软弱的一帮人。
You feel that we are the weakest people in this world.
我们是全世界最没有用的一个人。
We are the most useless people in this world.
你怎么会指望这个世界的人归向基督？
How can you enable these people to turn to God?
当你在学校里面
when you are in school,
你看见这些教授都是博士的时候
you see all these professors are all PhDs.
当你看见那些许多，当你看见律师、医生那些 intellectual people，
when you see all the intellectual people like lawyers and doctors，
你说这些人怎么能相信耶稣？
You're going to say how can they believe in Jesus？
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters， 让我们记得，
let us remember，
如果他们能够得救，
if they can be saved，
如果这些人能够得救，
if these people can be saved，
福音能够从耶路撒冷一直传到地极的话，
if the gospel can be preached from Jerusalem all the way to the remotest parts，
毫无疑问的，
undoubtedly，
你看见圣灵乃是能力的圣灵，
you will see that the Holy Spirit Spirit is
圣灵给我们一个工作要做。
He gives us a work to do.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们许多时候觉得软弱
Many times we feel weak.
我们就读圣经
So we read the Bible.
我们就追求
So we seek.
我们希望巴不得有一天我们也经历像五旬节所经历
We hope that one day we can experience what was experienced on the day of Pentecost.
我们希望有一次当我们在一起聚会的时候
We hope that one day when we gather together,
有大风吹过
we can hear the wind.
或者有火像舌头如火一样显这个火焰一样显现分在各落在个人的头上
Or we can see the tongues of fire being distributed among us
然后你看见有人在那里说方言
And then you'll see the speaking of tongues
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
因着这个缘故
For this reason
许多爱主的弟兄姊妹
Many of those who love the Lord Jesus
他们就根据这些圣经
And according to these verses
他们就追求这些经历
They seek after these experiences
他们觉得这个就是圣经里面所说圣灵的工作
They said this is the work of the Holy Spirit
所以在我们的感觉里面
So in our own feeling
圣灵是给我们用的
The Holy Spirit is for us to use
你看见吗
Do you see
圣灵好像一件衣服一样给我们穿上的
It's as a piece of clothing for us to wear
圣灵好像什么呢大家都知道这个有一个很有名的这个电视上很有名的人物叫派派
And you know that on TV there's a very comic called Popeye
那就是大力水手
And his name is Popeye.
这个大力水手是没有力量的，对不对
？Popeye himself doesn't have much strength.
所以等到重要的事情发生的时候
，when something is going to happen，
他英雄救美的时候
，when he's about to be a hero and save somebody，
所以结果他怎么办？他力量没有怎么办
？He doesn't have enough power. What does he do？
他就赶快吃菠菜 spinach。
He immediately eats spinach.
这个 spinach 一吃呢，马上这个力量就来了。
And once he eats the spinach, he gains the strength.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你明白吗？今天我们的感觉
，our feeling is
在我们的感觉里面，圣灵好。好像 spinach 一样
In our feeling, the Holy Spirit is but spinach.
所以等到圣灵一降下来，我们就能为他传福音。
So when the Holy Spirit comes to us, we can then preach the gospel.
我们就能为主做大事。
And we can do great things for our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故
for this reason.
你看，这就成为教会追求的目标。
And this becomes the goal of what the church seeks.
只有那些爱主的人
but only those who love the Lord.
觉得自己软弱的时候
when they feel that they're weak.
他就追求能让能力来护庇他，能力能临到他的身上。
They when they are seeking for power to arrive on their lives.
他们不是为自己求的。
They are not seeking for themselves.
他们为着见证来祈求。
They are seeking for the sake of the testimony.
为着国度来祈求。
They are seeking for the kingdom.
所以他们就祷告。
So they pray.
就读圣经。
They study the Bible.
然后你再来看使徒行传。
And when they read Acts again.
那么很清楚的。
Very clearly.
好像圣灵的工作乃是能力的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit is a work of power.
圣灵好像能够被我们用的一样。
The Holy Spirit as if we could use him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你仔细读圣经的话。
If you read the Bible carefully.
你所看见所听见
What you hear, what you see
不是你来解释的
It is not what you interpret
不是我来解释
It is not I who interpret
你所看见你所听见
What you hear, what you see
要圣灵自己来解释
The Holy Spirit has to interpret
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
最稀奇的件事
The most amazing thing
彼得站起来了
When Peter stood up,
彼得也勇敢了。
When Peter gained his boldness,
这已经是神迹了。
This is already a miracle.
你如果知道彼得软弱跌倒的情形
，If you know how Peter fell,
今天彼得站起来了。
Now Peter stood up.
今天彼得为主说话。
Now Peter speaks on behalf of God.
今天彼得勇敢敢在众人面前为他说话。
And Peter boldly speaks for the Lord.
我们说这是神迹。
We say this is a miracle.
但是请记得
，But let us remember.
你听听他所讲的话。
If you hear what he says,
你如果知道他讲什么
，If you know what he says,
你知道不知道
？Do you understand?
有一个比说方言更大的神迹。
There is a greater miracle than speaking in tongues.
有一个叫彼得勇敢更大一个神迹。
It is something that enabled Peter to gain even more boldness.
如果没有这个神迹的话
，If you don't have this miracle,
我们对于五旬节没有解释的。
Then we don't have an explanation for the day of Pentecost.
你的解释不算，我的解释也不算。
Your explanation, my explanation does not count.
但是对于五旬节的解释。是圣灵借着彼得来解释给我们的。
And it is through the Holy Spirit, through Peter, that the day of Pentecost is explained.
所以彼得怎么说
？What did Peter say?
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了。
This Lord,
this Jesus,
32 Jesus God raised up again.
33节，他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所听见、所看见的。
Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he was poured forth this which you see and hear.
这是圣灵的解释。
This is the explanation of the Holy
Spirit. 这是圣灵借过彼得所给大家的解释。
And this is the through Peter the Holy Spirit is explaining.
你们所看见所听见，这是现象。
What you have both seen and what you both hear, the phenomena.
但是要小心。
Be careful.
主的话是全面的。
The God's word is complete.
你不能光抓住一句主的话。
You cannot just take a portion of the word.
你要把主的话通通放在一起。
You have to take the complete word of God.
然后我们才能对于圣灵的工作有一个完全而准确的认识。
Then we can understand accurately what the work of the Holy Spirit is.
所以在这里彼得告诉我们为什么圣灵降教，为什么有今天你所看见、所听见这件事呢？
Peter here will show us why we saw what we saw and what we heard what we heard.
原来天上发生了一些事。
Something happened in heaven.
我们的主神已经立我们的主为主为基督了。
Our God already made him both Lord and Christ.
因着我们的主得的荣耀。
Because our Lord has been glorified.
所以圣灵就降下来。
Therefore the Holy Spirit descended.
这是圣灵的解释。
That is the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你如果注意一下约翰福音的记载。
If you pay attention to the account in the Gospel of John.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
特别你读到约翰福音。
Especially when you read the Gospel of John.
从14章一直读到十七章。
From chapter 14 to 17.
你如果读那段圣经。
If you read the scripture there.
你觉得很稀奇。
You'll see something amazing.
我们相信圣灵特别借着约翰把这一段圣经、把这一段故事告诉我们。
We believe that the Holy Spirit used John to give us this account.
如果没有约翰福音的话。
If we did not have the Gospel of John.
你我会觉得圣灵不过是能力的圣灵。
You would think that the Holy Spirit is but a spirit of power.
不过圣灵不过是个能力就是。
The Holy Spirit is but a power.
圣灵不过是恩赐就是。
Holy Spirit is but a gift.
就好像旧约一样。
It's just like in the Old Testament.
你看见参孙得着能力了，结果他就可以打胜仗。
When Samson gained the Holy Spirit, he was able to be victorious.
你看见说有的人得着这个圣灵了，结果他就说起预言来了。
And those who had the Holy Spirit descend upon them could prophesy.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天五旬节的故事
Today, the story of the day of Pentecost,
是不是还是延续旧约的故事
Is it follow the Old Testament story?
是不是旧约怎样现在也是怎样
It is what the Old Testament was so is the New Testament
旧约是能力
And the Old Testament was power.
旧约也是恩赐。
It was also a gift.
现在是不是到了新约也是能力和恩赐
So in the New Testament, is it also power and a gift?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
因为这个缘故
For this reason.
你看见圣灵特别把约翰福音给我们
The Holy Spirit gives us the Gospel of John.
约翰是在使徒里面最后的一个。
John was the last one of the apostles.
大概是在第一个世纪最末了的时候，他写了约翰福音，写了约翰书信，也写了启示录。
At the end of the first century, he wrote the Gospel of John, the letters of John, and also Revelation.
当我们的主呼召约翰的时候
，When our Lord called John,
他正在补网。
He was mending the nets.
网破了，他在那补网。
When the nets were broken, he mended them.
所以等到后来约翰跟随主以后
So when John followed the Lord,
你发现约翰的职事乃是补网的职事
You'll see that his ministry was a ministry of mending nets.
到那个时候福音的网破了
When the net of the gospel was broken,
人对于神的身位和工作不清楚了
When people did not understand the person and the work of our Lord.
虽然人从马太福音知道主耶稣是君王
Even though from Matthew they knew that our Lord was king.
虽然人从马可福音知道主耶稣是神的仆人
Even though in the Gospel of Mark they knew he was the servant of God
虽然人从这个路加福音知道主耶稣是人子
And through Luke they knew he was the son of man
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
因着福音网破的缘故
Because the net of the Gospel was torn
现在约翰要做补网的工作
John has to mend the net
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord
约翰给我们看见主耶稣乃是神的儿子
John shows us that the Lord Jesus is the son of God
他是从天降下仍旧在天的那一位
He was the one who Even though he came down from heaven, yet is still in the heavenly.
这是约翰福音。
This is the Gospel of John.
所以当你读约翰福音的时候
，So when you read the Gospel of John,
你会发现和马可、路加、约翰不一样。马可与马太、路加、马太、马太、马可、路加不一样。
It's very different than Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
为什么
？Why?
因为这一卷的书，这一卷福音书乃是属灵的福音。
Because this gospel is a spiritual gospel.
什么叫做属灵的福音
？What is a spiritual gospel?
属灵的福音严格说来是圣灵的福音。
Strictly speaking, spiritual gospel is the gospel of the Holy Spirit.
所以当你读约翰福音的时候
So if you read the Gospel of John
讲的生命
It speaks of life
讲的光
It speaks of light
讲的爱
It speaks of love
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
离开圣灵你不可能看见光你不可能经历爱你可能不知道什么叫做生命
If you are to leave the Holy Spirit you do not know what love, light, or life is
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当你读马太马可路加的时候
When you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
你要尽心尽心尽意爱主你的神
You have to love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul.
但是路约翰福音告诉我们
But in John,
神爱世人
It says that God loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他
That he gave his only begotten son.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在神借着约翰要把一个更完全的图画给我们看见
God used John to be able to show a more complete picture.
不是我们爱神
Not that we love God.
那是神先爱我们
But is God first loved us?
因为他爱我们
Because he loved us.
所以我们能尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神
Therefore we can love our God with all our hearts, our minds, and
soul. 弟兄姊妹你看约翰在那里补网的
Well, John there is mending the net.
不光如此
Not only that.
当你读到路加福音读到启示录 读到这个使徒行传的时候
When you read Revelation, Luke and Acts.
我们好像觉得圣灵只不过是能力而已
We feel that the Holy Spirit is just a power.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
等到了约翰福音的时候
When we see the Gospel of John.
就像昨天晚上我们弟兄所交通
Just like our brother shared last evening.
你读到约翰福音
When you read the Gospel of John.
给我们看见时候
We see.
你看见圣灵原来乃是神格里面的一位。
The Holy Spirit is one in the Godhead.
他就是神自己。
He is God himself.
神、父神、子神和灵神。
The God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
他不光是有位格的。
He not only has a person.
他就是神自己。
He is God himself.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见父神，你是敬拜。
When you see God the Father, you worship.
你不光在子神面前下拜。
Not only do you bow down before the God the Son.
你也在灵神下拜。
But you also bow before God the Holy Spirit.
什么叫被圣灵充满？
What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵充满不是我们得着更多的圣灵。
It is not that we gain more of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满是圣灵更多的得着我们。
The filling of the Holy Spirit means that He gains more of us.
他是神。
He is God.
只有他用我们，我们怎么能用他呢？
Only He can use us. We cannot use Him.
只能他占有我们，我们怎么能占有他呢？
Only He can take a hold of us. We cannot take a hold of Him.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
圣灵是能力不错。
Yes, the Holy Spirit is a power.
这是一点都不错的。
No doubt.
但是现在约翰要来做补网的工作。
But John here was to do the work of mending the net.
所以当你读约翰福音的时候
So when you read the Gospel of John,
我们才知道原来我们的主才能另外一位保惠师来。
Then we know that He has sent another comforter.
等一会儿你们不再见我。
And no longer will you see me.
等一会儿你们要再见我。
Then you will see me again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你看见了父就看见了儿子。
If you see the Father, you will see the Son.
你看见了儿子你就看见，你看见了圣灵，你看见了儿子就看见了父。
If you see the Son, you will see the Father.
你看见圣灵就看见了我们的主。
And you see the Holy Spirit, you will see our Lord.
所以主说，等不多时你们不见我，再等不能说你又要。
And our Lord said, in a little while you will no longer behold me, but then in a little while you will behold me.
所以你看见说圣灵就是神自己。
And you will see that the Holy Spirit is God himself.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
那个福音的网破了。
The gospel net has been torn.
大家对圣灵的工作不清楚了。
People are confused about the work of
God. 所以感谢主。你看见圣灵就借着约翰把整本的约翰福音给了我们。
So the Holy Spirit through John gave us the gospel.
所以当你读那卷圣经的时候
So when you read the gospel of John,
现在你才明白过来。
Then you understand.
彼得怎么知道我们的主已经得了荣耀？
How did Peter know that our Lord was already glorified?
他怎么因着怎么他怎么能怎么明白那件事情？
How did he understand that?
当他在那个小楼上的时候
When he was in the inner room. Upper room.
你看见他就和其他的门徒一样。
He was just like the other disciples.
他们就问一个问题。
They asked a question.
主说不多时你们不再见我，再不多时你们还要见我。
The Lord said, in a little while you will no longer behold me. But then again, he said, and again in a little while you will see me.
我要到父那里去。
And I will go to my Father.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
那个时候事情没有发生。
At that time, nothing happened.
所以他们实在说来是一头的雾水，他们实在是不清楚。
Because then they were so confused.
他们听见主的话好像没有听见。
They heard his word, but did not understand.
为什么？
Why?
那时候圣灵还没有来。
Because the Holy Spirit hadn't descended yet.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
如果圣灵没有来
，If the Holy Spirit had not descended,
你我要明白约翰福音十四章到十七章是不可能的一件事情。
If you are to understand John 14 through 17, it's impossible.
因为主说世人根本不认识他嘛。
Because God said that the man did not know him.
世人也不可能会认识他。
The man was impossible to know.
所以在五旬节以前
，So before Pentecost,
弟兄姊妹这些门徒都跟随主。
All these disciples followed the Lord.
都听见了主的话。
They all heard his word.
但如果你仔细的读。 那一段圣经，约翰十四章到十七章的话。
But if you read carefully John 14 to 17,
你觉得主的话再清楚不过了。
You cannot, it's the word is not cannot be more clear.
但是门徒不懂。
But the disciples could not understand.
为什么我们能懂呢？
Why do we understand?
第一，我们已经蒙恩得救了。
First, we already saved.
第二，现在我们回头来看五旬节。
And secondly, we're returning, looking back to the day of Pentecost.
那届当彼得和约翰那个五旬节还没有发生呢。
But at that time, the day of Pentecost had not happened yet.
所以他们当然不清楚。
So they were very obviously confused.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
结果你看得很清楚。
Then very clearly,
圣经告诉我们说
，the Bible tells us
这个圣灵来的时候
，when the Holy Spirit came,
他就要将一切的事指教你们，叫一切的事，一切的事指教你们。
He will, when the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth.
Now teach you everything.
He will teach you all things.
并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And that he will remind you of what I have said.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see this, brothers?
圣灵来的时候
，when the Holy Spirit
came, 门徒们就想起来了。
The disciples remembered.
圣灵降下来的时候
，When the Holy Spirit descended.
现在彼得想起来了
，Peter remembered.
彼得想起主耶稣在楼上所说的那一段话。
Peter remembered the words spoken in the upper room.
主说我去是你们有意的。
He says that I go for a purpose.
我不去，保惠师就不来的。
If I don't go, the Comforter will not come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
？Do you understand?
什么叫我去
？What does it mean?
什么叫做我回到父去
？What is I return to the Father?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见。说这就给我们看见我们的主得着荣耀了。
This says that our Lord was glorified.
你只要一个人到了坟墓，到了终点了。
When a person goes into the tomb, it's at the end of his life.
许多人钉十字架都是到了终点了。
And many people who are crucified go to the end of
their
life.
但是主耶稣钉十字架不是终点。
But when our Lord was crucified, it wasn't the end of his life.
弟兄姊妹，他不光是死了，而从死里复活。
Not only did he die, but he rose from the dead.
而且升天了。
And he ascended into heaven.
升天什么意思
？What does ascension mean?
升天就是回到父那里去。
It is to return to the Father.
同样一句话，回到父那里去。
Return to the Father.
当五旬节没有来到以前
，Before the day of Pentecost，
还没有钉十字架以前
，Before the crucifixion，
你看见门徒怎么能懂呢
？How would the disciples understand that？
什么叫做回到父那里去
？How can they understand return to the Father？
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers，
现在一切都清楚了。
Now it's very clear。
所以你看见说彼得，所以能够明白主耶稣得着荣耀了。
The reason Peter can understand that the Lord was glorified。
为什么
？Why？
他就想起主耶稣借着约翰十四章。到十七章里面所说的话。
He was reminded of what the account in John 14 through 17.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在有更大的神迹发生。
Now a greater miracle has happened.
你知道，我觉得彼得门徒们在主复活以前，他们都是非常慢的。
Before the resurrection, I thought that the disciples kind of slow.
我常常觉得主耶稣应该另外去找十二个门徒。
I always felt that the Lord should have found another 12 disciples.
如果其中有一个是马丁路德，其中有一个威斯里约翰，那有多好
？And maybe Martin Luther or John Wesley, that would be great.
你如果读主耶稣，你如果读四福音，你看见门徒们实实在在非常的迟慢的。
If you read the four Gospels, you'll see the disciples are really very slow.
我个人相信彼得的记性不大好。
I personally believe that Peter's memory was not very good.
因为马可福音就是彼得的福音。
Because Mark is Peter's Gospel.
所以你看，每次主耶稣讲话讲的最多的是马太福音，不是马可福音。
So you'll see that when Jesus speaks the most, you'll find that in Matthew, not in Mark.
彼得记住了一些，但是记得不是那么多。
Peter remembered some things, but didn't remember much.
所以马可福音只有十六章。
So Mark, you only have 16 chapters.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you see that?
就个彼得来说
，as to Peter，
还有其他门徒来说
，and to the other disciples，
在主复活升天以前
，before the ascension of our Lord，
我们的主已经是保惠师。
Our Lord was already the
我们的主已经是 great teacher， 已经最伟大的教师。
He was already the greatest teacher。
他比亚里士多德更伟大。
He was greater than Aristotle。
他比柏拉图更伟大。
He was greater than Plato。
他比苏格拉底更伟大。
Greater than Socrates。
你讲苏格拉底、柏拉图、还有亚里士多德加起来是130年教导人的。
You'll see that Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato, if you add their it's 130 years of contribution to the world.
但是主耶稣只教导了三年。
But of the teaching, our Lord only taught 3 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，没有人怀疑说主耶稣不是最伟大的教师。
And nobody doubts that our Lord is the greatest teacher.
但是门徒们就是听不懂。
But the disciples could not understand.
弟兄姊妹，原因在哪里
？What is the reason?
reason.
在这里很清楚给我们看。
It's very clear we see here.
主说我去是你们有益的。
The Lord says, I go for your benefit.
如果我不去，保惠师就不来。
If I do not go, the Comforter will not come.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在保惠师来了。
Now the Comforter has arrived.
现在圣灵降下来。
Now the Holy Spirit has come.
证明什么？
What does that prove?
证明我们的主已经去了。
It proves that our Lord has already gone.
证明我们的主已经升到荣耀里面。
It proves that our Lord has already gone into glory.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
有一个更大的神迹。
There is a greater miracle.
比彼得说方言更大。
It is a greater miracle than what Peter speaks
的神迹
，a greater miracle，
比彼得勇敢更大。
It is a greater miracle than Peter's boldness。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
圣灵来了
，the Holy Spirit has come，
不光给我们能力
，not only giving us power，
圣灵来了
，the Holy Spirit has come。
现在我们更明白神的旨意
，so now we can better understand the purpose of God。
明白神的旨意
，and when we understand the God's purpose，
现在彼得就想起约珥书的话。
So then Peter can remember the words of Joel.
所以圣经里面的话彼得就想起来了。
And then Peter remembers the word of God.
彼得不是 Bible scholar.
Peter was not a Bible scholar.
他不过是加利利海边的渔夫就是。
He was but a fisherman at the Sea of Galilee.
但是圣灵降下来的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit descended.
你看见清楚了。
It was very clear.
现在有神的话。
Now there is the word of God.
有约珥书的话。
There is the word of Joel.
再加上主耶稣在楼房上所讲。
And then plus the word in the upper room.
本来最糊涂的彼得
the most confused Peter.
现在眼睛明白了
Now his eyes are open.
你看圣灵就引导彼得进入一切的真理
And the Holy Spirit guides him into all truth.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白了吗
Now do you understand?
要认识圣灵的工作
To understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
感谢主
We need
使徒行传给我们很大的帮助
Acts really helps us.
因为这是神的话。
Because it is God's word.
但是不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
约翰福音也是神的话。
But John is also the word of God.
如果我们要对五旬节有个正确的认识。
If we are to understand accurately the day of Pentecost.
你要回到约翰福音。
You have to go back to John.
我们要用整本的约翰福音来解释这件事。
And using John, we can explain that day.
你记得约翰福音的时候已经九十多岁了。
You know, when John wrote the Gospel of John, he was already in his 90s.
他好像什么都不行了。
It's as if he couldn't do much.
不过他还记得他当初怎么跟随主的。
But he still remembered how he followed the Lord.
所以约翰福音第一章就给我们看他第一次怎么遇见主。
So we are reminded in John chapter 1 how he first met our Lord.
他第一次遇见主的是下午四点钟的时候。
He met our Lord in the afternoon at 4 o'clock.
他第一次遇见主乃是在约旦河外的伯大尼。
And he met him at Bethany on the outskirts of the Jordan.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
他还记得。
He remembered.
他怎么跟随主的。
How he followed the Lord.
因为他听见他的老师施洗约翰说看哪、啊、神的羔羊。
Because he remembered his teacher John the Baptist who said Behold the Lamb of God.
结果他就跟随了羔羊。
And then he followed the Lamb.
所以在启示录怎么说呢
So what does it say in Revelation?
羔羊无论往哪里去他都跟随。
Wherever the Lamb goes they follow.
约翰就是第一个。
John was the first.
所以弟兄姊妹安德烈也是第一个。
Andrew was the first.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
你看见现在羔羊往哪里去他们就要跟随。
Wherever the Lamb goes they follow.
这个就是约翰的故事。
This is the story of John.
这就是约翰福音的开始。
This is the beginning of the Gospel of John.
所以约翰福音从哪里开始的。
That is where John begins.
那么约翰对主的认识怎么认识的。
How does John know the Lord?
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
约翰的认识是根据约翰施洗约翰的见证。
John's knowing is based on the testimony of John the
And
what is the testimony of John the Baptist?
看啊，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的印象里，这就是他的见证。
Our impression that is his testimony.
当施洗约翰见证我们的主的时候
，When John the Baptist testified of our Lord.
他不是只做一个见证。
He did not just point to one testimony.
他做两个见证。
He had two testimonies.
我们好不好读一下约翰福音第一章
？Let us read John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1
第二十九节
Verse 29
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里就说看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽
The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world
然后第三十三节
And then verse 33
我先前不认识他只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上 谁就是用圣灵施浸的。
And I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, "He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit."
那这是施洗约翰的见证。
This is the testimony of John the Baptist.
第一，他是神的羔羊。
First, he is the Lamb of God.
第二，他是用圣灵施浸的。
Secondly, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这是施洗约翰的见证。
This is the testimony of John the Baptist.
所以你看见整本的约翰福音
All of the Gospel of John.
一面给我们看见他是神的羔羊
On one hand, we see him as the Lamb of God.
另一面给我们看见他是用圣灵施浸
On the other hand, we see he baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
神的羔羊给我们看见逾越节
The Lamb of God shows us the day of the Passover.
用圣灵施浸给我们看见五旬节
And the one who baptizes the Holy Spirit shows us the day of Pentecost.
你记不记得约翰福音第七章
Do you remember in John chapter 7?
主耶稣人若渴了可以到我这儿来喝
John, it says that if man thirsts, he can come to me.
信我的人要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来
And from those who believe in me shall dwell from flow rivers of living water.
现在圣灵加上个注解
And then the, an explanation is added. The Holy Spirit adds that.
那这个注解什么那是指着受圣灵来说的
And it's those who have received the Holy Spirit.
但是因为主耶稣还没有得荣耀。
But because the Lord Jesus had not been glorified yet.
为什么呢
？Why？
或者我们好不好看一下那个很重要第七章。
Let us actually turn to it. It's quite important. Chapter 7.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying,
人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
信我的人就如经上所记，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
好，三十九节。
Now verse 39.
这是圣灵的解释。
And this is the explanation of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive.
所以这件事和圣灵发生关系。
So this has to do with the Spirit.
所以这里活水的江河乃是指着圣灵来说的。
Here we see the rivers of living water has to do with the Holy Spirit.
但是那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得荣耀。
But the Spirit, for the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
你看见那个赐下圣灵来，旁边有点点点。
For the Spirit was not yet given, actually has a dot, dot, dot.
那个点点点就表示在原文是没有的。
In the original, actually, dot, dot, dot means in the original, the word was not there.
希腊原文说那时还没有圣灵，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So here it says, for the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
那当然，弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是指着圣灵降下来说的。
Of course, we know that this speaks of the descending of the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
Because Jesus was not yet glorified.
所以可见主耶稣得荣耀的时候，你看见圣灵就降下来了。
So we know that when he was glorified is when the Holy Spirit descended.
当圣灵降下来的时候
，And so when the Holy Spirit descended,
像什么呢
？What did it look like?
好像活水的江河一样。
It is like rivers of living water.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读约翰福音的时候
，So when you read John,
圣经圣灵一面用风来形容圣灵。
On one hand, the Holy Spirit uses the wind to depict the Holy Spirit.
生命因为有生活水的江河来形容圣灵的工作。
And on the other hand, rivers of living water to depict the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读约翰福音的时候
，So when you read the Gospel of John,
现在你就明白了。
Now you understand.
当约翰讲到看哪神的羔羊
，When John says, "Behold the Lamb of God,"
看哪，他就是用圣灵为你们施浸的。
He is the one who baptized you in the Holy Spirit.
这两件事是紧紧连在一起。
These two things are connected.
一个是逾越节的故事。
One is the story of Passover.
另外一个是五旬节的故事。
And one is the story of the day of Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见是约翰很清楚把这两件事摆在我们面前。
John very clearly puts these two things together.
当然我们知道。
We also know.
就做约翰来说
，as to Peter, as to John.
逾越节乃是犹太的个节期。
The Passover was a festival day for the Jews.
五旬节也是犹太那个节期。
So was the day of Pentecost.
但是我们基督徒都知道。
But we Christians all know.
五旬节也好，逾越节也好，它不过是影子，不过是预表。
Whether the Passover or Pentecost, they are just but a shadow or type.
那个实体是怎么回事呢？
What is the reality?
但是不管怎么样。
No matter what,
当你读约翰福音的时候
when you read the Gospel of John,
你看见他的确把真的逾越节给我们看见
He shows us the true Passover.
所以在约翰福音里面是约翰告诉我们主耶稣是在正月十四号那天为我们钉在十字架上
It is John who tells us that the Lord was crucified on the 14th day.
那一天当犹太人在圣殿里面从12点到3点钟祭祀宰许多逾越节羔羊的时候
The Jews during that time, that day, from, 12 to, from noon to 3, when they were sacrificing all the animals.
结果主耶稣就在那个时候为我们钉在十字架。
And it was at that time that our Lord was crucified for us.
你看见说那个圣殿宰的许多的羊都是影子现在尸体果然挂在十字架上。
And all those lambs being sacrificed in the temple were but shadows. The reality was being crucified on the cross.
真的逾越节终于来到了。
The true Passover arrived.
现在你看在十字架上所看见的不是羔羊不是那些羊现在你看见乃是神的羔羊。
And what you see on the cross is no longer those lambs that were slaughtered but the Lamb of God
然后第三天主从死里复活
and the resurrection after 3 days
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你看见果然那个主耶稣就是那个初熟的果子
and our Lord indeed is the first fruit
所以你看真的初熟的果子终于在历史上出现
and the true first fruit has appeared in history
那更重要的
more importantly
弟兄姊妹他不光是神的羔羊
not only was he the Lamb of God
他也是用圣灵为我们施洗
but he also baptized us in the Holy Spirit
所以因着这个缘故
For this reason,
是约翰把那个实体指给我们看见
It is John who shows us that reality
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 如果我们能明白圣经里面所启示的
If we can understand the revelation of what the Spirit, the Bible
我们就能够明白五旬节的意义到底是什么意义
We can understand then what the meaning of the day of Pentecost is
大家都记得第一个五旬都记得第一个逾越节
Do you remember the first Passover?
你看见神怎样把以色列人从埃及拯救出来
How God saved the people of Israel out of Egypt.
你看见那天晚上
That evening.
怎样羔羊的血叫他们长子不被灭亡
How the blood of the lamb enabled the firstborns not to be slaughtered.
所以你看他们终于从埃及被拯救出来
And they were saved out of Egypt.
那这是历史上真的有这么一天
And that happened in history.
这个是历史上的第一个逾越节
And that is the first Passover in history.
的的确确却那个羔羊血抹在门楣上的时候你看见神看见血就越过去
and indeed when the blood of the lamb was on the doorpost then the angel of God would go away
然后五十天以后
after 50 days
你看见神和以色列人在西乃山会面
and God met with the people of Israel Mount Sinai
那这是历史上的第一个五旬节
And that in history is the first day of Pentecost.
一直到今天，犹太人都知道说，五旬节乃是律法降下来的日子。
So even today, the Jews believe that the first day of Pentecost is when the law came.
对于犹太人来说，律法是非常重要。
For the Jews, the law is very important.
所以哪一天律法降下来
？So when did the law come down?
那就是神和200万的以色列人相会在西乃山那个日子。
And that is when God met 2 million of the people of Israel.On the Mount Sinai.
然后你读到这个《生命记》的时候
，And when you read Deuteronomy,
当神裂天而降的时候
，When God came down from heaven,
他是带着千千万万的天使
，He brought myriads of angels.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
然后你看见以色列人就在西乃山与神会面
，And the people of Israel met with God on Mount Sinai.
然后呢，你看见神的律法就降下来
，And the law came down.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
你看见说，大概在3500年前。
About 3,500 years ago,
创造宇宙万物的神
the creator of all the universe,
他有一天裂天而降
One day he came down from heaven,
带着千千万万的天使来到了这个地上
and brought myriads of angels down to this earth.
我们都知道那是降律法的日子
We know that that was the day that the law was given.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是什么意思
What does that mean?
我们知道说自从人堕落犯罪以后
We know that after man fell and sinned,
神就要为人预备救恩
God had to prepare a redemptive work.
所以神当他预备救恩的时候
So when God prepared salvation,
三而一的神就开始工作
The triune God started to work.
所以3500年前
3500 years ago,
你看见我们的神就裂天而降
Our God came down from heaven.
他把律法降下来
He gave us the law.
他就让人看见神是怎样的一位神
To show us who God was.
他不光是创造宇宙的神
He was not only the creator of the universe.
他也是圣洁的神
But he was a holy God.
所以现在神把他自己的圣洁，把他自己的见证带到地上来。
So he brought down the holiness of God, his testimony down to earth.
所以律法就降下来了。
So the law came down to earth.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是第一个。这个五旬节的故事。
So this is the first day of Pentecost story.
但是第一个五旬节是根据第一个逾越节的。
But the first day of Pentecost is corresponds to the first day of Passover.
没有出埃及就没有降律法。
If they did not leave Egypt, then there would not be the giving of the law.
所以逾越节乃是指着羊羔说的。
So the Passover speaks of the lamb.
而五旬节指着降律法说的。
And the day of Pentecost speaks of the law.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
虽然旧约以色列人都牵牛牵羊来
Even all the people of Israel brought all the different animals.
结果你知道他们每次献祭的时候他们的罪就得到解决
And every time there was a sacrifice, their sins were dealt with.
但是大家都知道
But we know.
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament,
这些牛羊的血
all the blood of all these animals,
不过是遮盖人的罪
Only covered man's sin.
那个罪还在那里。
But that sin was still there.
所以1500年之久。
So 15 years later.
旧约的人心中问一个问题。
For 15 years, the Old Testament people would ask,
羔羊在哪里
？Where's the lamb?
这个是以撒问他爸爸的问题。
That is the question that Isaac asked his father.
但是也是所有旧约的以色列人问的一个问题。
That is a question that all the people of Israel in the Old Testament asked.
他们一次过一次看见牵牛牵羊来，好像解决了他们罪的问题。
Time after time, those animals supposedly dealt with their sin.
但是在旧约，他们所知道的，他们的罪不过是被遮盖，就是。
But in the Old Testament, their sin was just covered.
所以他们要等候。
So they need to wait.
他们希望等到有一天。
They wanted to wait until one day.
等到有一天，羔羊真的来到。
When the Lamb of God really came.
所以他们心中一直问说，羔羊在哪里
？So they kept asking, "Where is the Lamb?"
结果有一天
，So one day.
旷野里面有一个声音。
In the wilderness, there came a voice.
看啊，神的羔羊。
Behold, the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
约翰心中问那个问题。
The question that John asked in his heart.
安德烈心中问那个问题。
The question that Andrew had.
羔羊在哪里
？Where is the Lamb?
羔羊的血不过是遮盖我的罪。
The Lamb is but covering my sin.
但有一天听说，看啊，神的羔羊。
But when we heard, behold, the Lamb of God.
是除去世人罪。
Is the one who takes away the sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
现在你明白。
Now you understand.
这个乃是神救赎的计划。
This is God's redemptive work.
弟兄姊妹，只有主耶稣来为我们钉十字架。
Only the Lord Jesus came to die for us on the cross.
才能够解决我们的罪。
Only that can resolve the issue of sin.
虽然旧约里面有牛和羊，有血都不错。
Even though there is the blood of the animals in the Old Testament.
这些不过是影子。
They are but shadows.
这个还不是真的逾越节。
That's not the true Passover.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这约翰终于跟随了羔羊。
John finally found the Lamb of God.
然后约翰在十字架底下。
And beneath the cross.
他亲眼看见。神的羔羊钉在十字架。
John saw with his own eyes the Lamb of God being nailed to the cross.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
？Now do you see?
这是神整个救赎的计划。
This is his complete work of redemption.
没有十字架就没有五旬节。
If there is no cross, there is no Pentecost.
没有逾越节就没有五旬节。
If there is no Passover, there is no day of Pentecost.
但是这是一面。
This is one side.
另外一面呢
On the other hand,
你看见五旬节的故事什么故事呢
What is the story of the day of Pentecost?
神为什么把律法降下来呢
Why did God give the law?
保罗给我们看见
Paul shows us.
律法不过像一面镜子一样
The law is but like a mirror.
给我们看见我们根本不可能遵行神的律法
To see that we cannot keep the law of God.
我们需要恩典
We need grace.
所以神降律法的目的叫人羡慕恩典
So the purpose of the giving of the law is so that mankind would see
叫人看见他自己是不行的。
To see that they are incapable.
所以你看见没有多久，他们就拜偶像了，就拜了金牛犊了。
So shortly they worship the golden calf.
那么他们说，你再给我们一点时间。
They said, give us more time.
如果多给一点时间，对的人呢，我们一定能遵守你的话。
If you give us more time, more patience, we can keep your word.
结果神就让以在旧约的人 under probation for 1500 也就1500年，神考验他们。
So the people of Israel in the Old Testament went under probation for 1500 years.
一直到最后，他们承认他们不行。
Until the very end, they declare they could not do much more.
我行出来由不得我。
What I want to do, I cannot do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见说
，What we see here.
不错，这个律法代表神的要求。
the law does show forth what God wants.
律法代表神的见证。
It represents His testimony.
律法代表神的标准。
The law represents His standard.
神从来不降低他的标准。
God never lowers His standard.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
就在主耶稣钉十字架的那一年。
The year that the Lord Jesus was crucified.
在逾越节的时候他钉十字架。
During the Passover, He was crucified.
在初熟节的时候他从死里复活。
And in the first fruits, he was resurrected.
到了五旬节的时候
On the day of Pentecost,
你看见他把圣灵降下来
the Holy Spirit came down.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 你看见这两幅图画吗
Do you see these two pictures?
第一个逾越节
The first Passover,
那个不过是影子
It was but a shadow.
你看见神把律法降下来
The law came down.
神没有废掉他律法
God did not,
神没有降低他的标准
God did not lower his standard.
神从来不降低他的标准。
God never lowers his standard.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
等到人被圣灵充满的时候
，But when man is filled with the Holy Spirit,
有一个能力
，There is one power.
那个能力
，And that power,
现在他们能够遵行神的旨意
，Is so that they can follow and accomplish the purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
sisters, 你看见现在人知道人需要救主。
Now God, man knows they need a savior.
主耶稣不只是我们的救主。
Our Lord is not only our savior.
主耶稣也是生命的主。
He is also the God of life.
The Lord
of life.
他从圣灵，他在圣灵里面已经回来了。
He has already come back from life.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 所以主说我来了。
He says, I have arrived.
不是要废掉律法。
I come not to,
not
to abolish the law.
乃是要成全律法。
But to fulfill it.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
Do you see that?
在这里很清楚的。
It is very clear.
我们一面看见历史上的逾越节，第一个逾越节和第一个五旬节。
In history, we see the first day of Pentecost and the first Passover.
但是有一天
But one day,
等到我们的主完成他的救恩的时候
When our Lord finalizes work of salvation.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看五旬节那天圣灵终于降下来。
And the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
这个能力是里面的能力。
And that power is an inner power.
现在律法是写在我们的心板上的。
So now the law is written in our hearts.
现在是圣灵的能力叫我们能够遵行神的旨意。
And it is the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us to follow His will.
你看见这是神整个救赎的计划。
Now this is the complete work of redemption.
在整个计划里面。
And in this complete work.
你看见不只是3500年前我们的神从天而降。
Not only do we remember that 3500 years ago our Lord came down from heaven.
2000年前我们的主
2,000 years ago, the Word became flesh.
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。
But He came down to save the sinners.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他来到了这个世界。
He came down to this earth.
他道成了肉身。
He became flesh.
当神从降在橄榄山的时候
，When He descended on the Mount of Olives,
千千万万的天使
，myriads of angels.
等到我们主降生的时候
，When our Lord was born,
你看见说有天军从天上经过。
There were heavenly hosts who were in the heavens.
然后天上有声音说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
It says, they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is well pleased.
那这一次你看是子神来到了地上。
Now you see the Son of God, God the Son has come down to earth.
所以如果我们的主不来到地上
If our Lord did not come down to earth,
他不道成肉身
If He did not become flesh,
他就不能
He cannot be hung on the cross for us.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see this brothers and sisters?
这个就是道成肉身的故事
This is the story of becoming flesh.
然后到了五旬节的时候
And in the day of Pentecost,
你看见灵神就从天降下
God the Spirit came down.
所以让我们记得
Let us remember,
这个工作
This work,
乃是父子圣灵的工作
This is the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
你看见我们的神给我们看见他的见证是什么
Our God shows us what His testimony is.
给我们看见神对人的要求是什么
It shows us what our God wants from those people.
他为什么要创造我们这个人
Why did He create us?
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见我们需要接受耶稣基督做救主
We need to accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
我们要先解决我们罪的问题
We need to solve the problem of sin.
看那神的羔羊
Behold the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪
孽, the one who takes away the sins of the world.
不止如此,
not only that,
在这里也给我们看见,
here we also see,
到了五旬节的时候,
on the day of Pentecost,
你看见圣灵就降下来,
the Holy Spirit came down.
那么圣灵这一次降下来,
and now the Holy Spirit, when it came down,
和旧约不一样的,
is very different than the Old Testament.
我们已经说过了,
we already said,
如果我们仔细来看旧约跟新约的情形的话,
if we are to compare the Old and the New Testament,
你就会发现在旧约的时候,
in the Old Testament,
圣灵只降在一些人的身上,
the Holy Spirit only came upon certain people,
不是降在全体的身上,
not on the whole body.
到了新约, 你看圣灵乃是降在所有的信徒身上,
but in the New Testament, he descended upon all the saints.
所以你看见, 所以圣经怎么说呢?
So what does the Bible say?
如果神的灵住在你们心里, 你们就不是肉体, 乃属圣灵了。
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are no longer the flesh.
人若没有基督灵, 就不是属基督的。
If you are not, you do not have the Spirit, then you are not of Christ.
所以这是旧约的情形。
This is the situation in the Old Testament.
那旧约不光是在少数人身上。
In the Old Testament, not was it only a few people.
那旧约当圣灵降下来的时候。
When the Holy Spirit descended in the Old Testament.
圣经给我们看见它是短暂的。
But it was also temporary.
所以你记不记得当摩西把圣灵分给七十个长老的时候。
So do you remember when Moses and the 70 elders, when he gave upon the Spirit on the 70 elders?
圣经说灵停在他们身上的时候，他们就受感说话。
And what the Bible tells us, when the Spirit was upon them, they dare speak.
以后他们就没有再说。
And then afterwards, they did not speak anymore.
所以这是旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
圣灵降下来的时候。
When the Holy Spirit descended.
你看他来了又走了。
He came, but then he left.
所以大卫犯罪的时候。
So when David sinned.
他有一个祷告。
He had a prayer.
他说神啊，求你不要收回你的圣灵。
He prayed that Lord God do not take back the Holy Spirit.
所以在旧约的时候，圣灵可以降下，可以收回的。
So in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit can come and can go.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
五旬节那一天。
On the day of Pentecost.
圣灵降下来是怎么一回事呢？
What happened when the Holy Spirit descended?
他不光是降在所有信徒的身上。
Not only did he come upon all the saints,
而且他也住在信徒的里面。
But he also dwelled in them.
所以我们记不记得昨天晚上我们弟兄读的一段圣经？
Do we remember yesterday evening our brother read this verse?
真理的圣灵是这个圣灵乃世人不能接受，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他。
Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it see him not, nor knows him, but you know him.
因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
For he dwells with you and shall be in you.
那中文是同在，原文是同住。
And in the English is it dwells in you.
所以住是一个很重要的字。
Abiding or dwelling is very important.
你记得约翰遇见我们主就问说，夫子你在哪里住？
Remember when John met him, he asked him, "Where are you abiding tonight?"
所以让我们记得，他不光是降在每一个基督徒里面，而且他住在信徒的里面。
Not only did he descend upon all the believers, but he also abides in them.
所以圣经说，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Do you? The Bible also says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?"
所以我们就要从那天开始，就给我们看。我们每个人都是神的殿。
So from there, that day on, we know we are all the temple of God.
教会也就是神的殿。
And the church is the temple of God.
所以保罗说，你们就是神的殿，神的殿就是你们。
And Paul said, the temple of God is you, and you are the temple of God.
讲到教会是基督的身体的时候。
When we speak of church as the body of Christ.
接着就讲到圣灵的居所。
What follows is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
每一个身体都是个殿。
Everybody is a temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
当了五旬节教会产生的时候，
when,
诞生的时候，
on the day of Pentecost, so the birth of the church,
你看见圣灵就住在他的殿里面。
You see that the Holy Spirit dwells in that place.
所以从那天开始，
so from that day on,
圣灵就住下来了。
The Holy Spirit has dwelled.
用我们懂得的话来说，
to use words that we can understand,
好像我们很多人从大陆来一样。
It's like many of us who come from mainland China.
你刚刚来的时候，你只能够简单住一下。
When you come first here, you can only have temporary houses.
你还想回去。
You still want to go back.
但是到了有一天。
But one day.
结果你得到 permanent residence.
When you have received permanent residence.
那你再来你就永远住下来了。
When you come again, you will stay.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
五旬节那一天。
The day of Pentecost.
那就是圣灵降临的那一天。
That is the day that the Holy Spirit descended.
那就是约翰告诉我们说，神的七灵就被差往到普天下去。
That is when John told us that the seven spirits were sent to the remotest part of the earth.
神的圣灵就是羔羊的七个角跟七个眼。
And those seven spirits were the lamb's seven horns and seven eyes.
你看见基督在圣灵里面已经回来了。
And Christ in the Holy Spirit has returned.
现在他要住在地上。
And now he wants to abide on this earth.
他要安家在地上。
He will find a place, a home here on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你看见吗
？Now do you see？
因着这个缘故
，For this reason，
从五旬节开始
，Beginning from the day of Pentecost，
有人告诉我们说，圣灵的时代就开始。
Some tell us that the age or the era of the Holy Spirit has arrived.
为什么圣灵的时代开始呢
？Why has the era of the Holy Spirit arrived？
奥古斯丁告诉我们说
，Augustine tells us，
五旬节乃是圣灵的生日。
The day of Pentecost is the birth date of Holy Spirit.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
不是说旧约就没有圣灵。
It doesn't mean that the Old Testament has no Holy Spirit.
旧约圣灵也降下。
In the Old Testament, the Spirit did descend.
但如果说那一天是圣灵的生日
，But if we are to say that that day is the birthday of the Holy Spirit,
我们说这句话乃是根据约翰福音第七章三十九节的话。
We know that it is according to John 7:39.
因为主耶稣还没有，因为那个时候圣灵还没有圣灵降下，因为主耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
Because the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
所以如果我们明白主的话
，So if we understand God's word,
弟兄姊妹。我们就很清楚
Very clearly
在这里就给我们就在这里就给我们看见
We see here
这个五旬节是这样的一个日子
That is what the day of Pentecost is all about
所以五旬节乃是圣灵从那天开始他就住在人的中间
And from the day of Pentecost that is when the Holy Spirit abode among men
道成肉身支搭帐篷在人间
The word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
然后我们的主回去了。
And then our Lord returned.
但圣灵降下来。
But the Holy Spirit has descended.
那今天圣灵是今天基督在圣灵里面。
And Christ is in the Holy Spirit.
他继续地教导我们。
And he continues to teach us.
他继续地在我们身上工作。
And continues to do his work on us.
所以我们知道。
So now we know.
原来在圣经里面。
So in the Bible.
给我们看见这是一个特别的一天。
We see it's a very special day.
从这一天开始。
From that day on.
我们知道说这就是圣灵的时代了。
This is the era of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就要住在人的中间。
And the Holy Spirit is to abide among men.
那现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask a question.
到底属旬节属灵的意义是什么
？What is the spiritual meaning of the day of Pentecost？
如果我们真的要明白属灵的意义
，If we are to understand the spiritual meaning，
简单的来说
，Simply speaking，
在五旬节那一天所发生的事
，What happened on that day of Pentecost？
严格说来
，Strictly speaking，
是两件很大的事
，Two important things happened。
第一件
，First，
乃是圣灵的浸。
And that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那 baptism of the Holy Spirit 跟在希腊文里面应该是 baptism in the Spirit， 就是应该是浸于圣灵。
So in the original, it actually should be baptism in the Holy Spirit.
还有一件大事
，Another great thing happened，
就是圣灵的膏油。
And that is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们要明白整个的，如果要明白这个五旬节的话
，If we are to understand the day of Pentecost，
如果要明白圣灵的工作
，If we are to understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit，
我们要明白什么叫做圣灵的浸。
On one hand, we need to understand what it means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
另一面，给我们看见圣灵的膏。
On the other hand, the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的浸是子神的工作。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit has to do with His work.
圣灵的膏是父神的工作。
The anointing has to do with the Father's work.
在五旬节还是三而一神的工作。
On the day of Pentecost, it is the work of the Triune God.
所以我们要从这两面一同来看五旬节的意义。
So with these two aspects, we can see the meaning of the day of Pentecost.
那么讲到圣灵的浸
，If we are to speak of the baptism,
你看见今天在神的儿女中有很多不同的说法。
Among the children of God, there are many different interpretations.
因为我们不小心的缘故
，Because we are careless,
所以我们就把许多的现象，我们圣灵经历的现象，通通叫做圣灵的浸。
So many times we take all the different phenomena and classify it as being baptized. baptized in the Holy Spirit.
所以有的人说，所以我们知道，当我们为什么今天有这么许多的混乱呢？
Why is there so much confusion today?
就是我们没有注意圣灵怎么用这些名词。
Because we don't pay attention to how the Holy Spirit uses these.
我们知道说有圣经讲到圣灵的经历的时候。
When we speak of the experience of the Spirit.
特别讲到五旬节圣灵的经历。
Especially when we speak of the day of Pentecost.
你看有人说到圣灵的浇灌。
Some people speak of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
有人说到受圣灵。
Some people speak of receiving the Holy Spirit.
有人说到圣灵的浸。
Some people speak of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有人说到圣灵的充满。
Somebody speaking of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
圣灵用这些话的时候
，When the Holy Spirit uses these terms,
非常非常仔细。
He is very specific.
如果我们不小心的话
，If we are not careful,
你看见我们就把它混在一起。
We will confuse and mix them together.
所以到底圣灵浸是什么意思
？What does it mean being baptized in the Spirit?
圣灵的浸是不是等于圣灵充满呢
？Does the baptism in the Holy Spirit mean the filling of the Holy Spirit?
它和圣灵的浇灌有什么关系呢
？What does it have to do with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit？
有的时候我们说，弟兄，你有没有受圣灵的浇灌
？Sometimes we'll ask brother, have you received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit？
这句话合不合乎圣经
？Is this according to the Bible？
我们说，弟兄，你有没有受圣灵的浸
？We ask another brother, have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit？
我们是说，今天你有没有圣灵的经历说的
？We are asking, have you experienced the Holy Spirit today？
这个到底合不合乎圣经
？Does this follow the Bible？
圣经里面到底是怎么说的
？What does the Bible say？
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters。
今天到底到底我们有了圣灵的浸以后，和我们的圣洁有什么关系
？What does our sanctification have to do with the Holy Spirit？
有的人认为说，如果你今天得着了 second blessing， 然后你一洁净了，然后圣灵就充满我们了。
Today, many people believe that when you receive the second blessing, then we receive the Holy Spirit.
有的人把圣灵的经历和方言说在连在一起。
Many people connect the experience of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues.
那到底主的话是怎么说的
？What does the word of God say？
我们巴不得在这次聚会里面
，We want during this conference，
我们真的能明白什么叫做圣灵的浸。
We really want to understand what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit。
圣灵的浸乃是历史上的一个事实。
Simply speaking, baptism in the Holy Spirit is a fact in history.
圣灵的浸乃是圣灵在第一个在主耶稣钉十字架那个五旬节的时候已经完成的。
Baptism in the Holy Spirit, when that first Passover, when our Lord was crucified, that already happened.
这一件事就好像主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上一样。
This fact is just like the fact of the Lord being hung on the cross for us.
但这个不是说我们今天就不经历它了。
But this does not mean that we don't experience him today.
当我们在经历他的时候
，When we experience him today,
你发现圣灵再也不用圣灵的浸这个字。
You will see that this whole the Spirit never ever uses the word being baptized in the Holy Spirit again.
全本圣经讲的圣灵的浸只讲过七次。
The whole Bible the baptism of the Holy Spirit is only mentioned 7 times.
如果我们把主的话读清楚了
，If we carefully read the Scripture,
我们就会明白什么叫做圣灵的浸。
We could understand what baptism in the Spirit
什么叫做圣灵的浇灌
？We can understand what outpouring of the Holy Spirit
什么叫做圣灵的充满
？We can understand what the filling of the Holy Spirit
什么叫做受圣灵
？And what the receiving of the Holy Spirit
我们今天应当怎样的经历它
？How do we experience that？
我们应当怎样的被圣灵充满
？How are we to be filled with the Holy Spirit？
这就是我们下面两堂要和大家一同来分享。
That is what we want to share in the next 2 times.
我们低头一个简单的祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we want to commit these words back to you.
但愿你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
叫我们能明白你的话。
So we can understand your word.
我们只有真理的圣灵能做这件事。
Only the Holy Spirit and truth can show us this.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.